Hello and welcome to Lincolnshire Wildlife Park's Virtual Keeper Talk. My name is Stephen, and in this talk we will be learning about tapirs, and in particular ours known as Cecil. Cecil is a lowland tapir, and they're also known as the Brazilian or South American tapir. They're one of four tapir species, which include the Baird, Mountain and Malayan. Three of these species live in Central and South America, with the exception being the Malayan tapir, which lives in Southeast Asia. These tapirs are recognised by their black and white colouring and also the largest species of tapir. Now, lowland tapirs live in a variety of South American countries, including Argentina, Brazil, Bolivia, Colombia and Ecuador. They live in moist and swampy forests, dry and moist shrublands and grasslands, as well as a variety of wetlands. They are semi-aquatic and are also excellent swimmers and divers. They use this to forage for aquatic plants and also to avoid predation. They'll predominantly use rivers to go to the toilet, where any expelled waste will go downstream and make it harder for predators to detect their scent. They are also surprisingly fast runners and can run up to 30 miles an hour over short distances through the forest. They play an important role in their habitat as they are known as seed dispersers. They eat fruits in the forest and then spread their seeds through their dung. In Peru, 122 different seeds were found in a group of tapir, which just shows how important they are to the ecosystem. Despite looking like pigs, they are closely related to horses and rhinos, as they're all odd-toed ungulates. They have four toes on the front legs and three on their back legs. They're incredibly stocky and use their proboscis, or snout, to grasp food, such as low-hanging branches, in a similar way to how elephants use their trunks. They will also use their snout as a snorkel if they feel threatened or to cool off. The ridge on their neck is an added layer of protection against their main predators, which are jaguars and pumas. These cats like to ambush from above. However, with this protection, tapirs have a chance of shaking off these predators and giving them a better chance of escaping. As young, they will have spotty and stripy fur until about a year old, which is when the brown colouring that Cecil has will come through. He still has some of these young markings on his belly and legs, as well as a ring around his tail. Gestation normally takes around 13 months. Babies are known as calves and can swim at just a few days old. Cecil was born on the 13th of April 2013 and arrived from Amazon Zoo World. He arrived here at Lincolnshire Wildlife Park at 2 years old, which is when males will naturally leave family groups in the wild. He will live to around 25 to 35 years old in captivity, as well as in the wild. He weighs around 205 kilograms, so slightly smaller than a wild tapir, which averages around 225 kilograms. However, they can reach up to 300 kilograms. He is fed a diet of root veg, horse pellets and occasionally fruit for a treat, and browse is offered throughout the day when available, which is particularly in the summer. As a male, he is solitary in the wild, however they will come together with other tapirs for breeding and eating. A group of tapirs is called a candle. Tapirs are crepuscular, which means they come out at dawn and dusk, as well as nocturnal. And that concludes our virtual tapir talk. Thank you for listening.